systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, March 1st, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Thank you so much for being with us. Episode number 317, the Monday Funday Show. Of course, be watching these at thejamhole.com/live, /feedback, type, share, give us a call, of course, 462-044-4687. Fuck it, we'll do it live. I don't know what that means. Play us out. I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry.
We'll just do it live.
We're doing
Fucking thing sucks.
We're doing it live.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit. We are doing it live. Fuck me. Yeah, episode 317. Not bad, huh? For a couple of kids in Montana.
Yeah.
Just working, living life. Living the dream, I like to call it. Living the dream.
If my dream is being a dishwasher.
You are living the Mexican dream. come to America.
I am living the 14-year-old I need to get out of my house dream.
Right, except that you already graduated, went out on your own, failed, came back.
I didn't fail. I failed. Asked to come back, thank you.
I failed a few times.
And now I'm failing that I came back.
Right. So what happens next?
I'm waiting for my parents to sell their house, and I'm going to ditch back out to the FL.
So you're leaving if they sell that house, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Really think they're going to get that much money for that house?
I hope so.
The land is beautiful, but...
It is.
I mean, if someone with a lot of money
could come in and take it...
And just level the place.
Yeah.
Maybe pave the driveway...
No, you don't want that paved.
I would want that paved.
You don't want
paved
that paved.
And heated.
Heated. Okay, paved and heated.
Paved and heated with a little tobogganing run.
But if you're some kind of rich fuck, I mean, they'll get the money out of it, and the people who buy it will be able to do what they want with it. It'll be a nice place to live. It's just, you know, if they get the money for it, my dad promised to pay off my car, which is awesome, and, you know, offered to pay me gas and everything to go all the way down there.
They want to pay you
up at the place.
They want to pay you to leave me is what I think that is.
No, they want you to come with. They've asked me a few times.
Really?
They're like, is he gonna come with?
Are you going to make him never have to get a job again?
Well, I mean, my dad and I both intend on opening up a business of some sort down there, so you would have a job. Hmm. And you wouldn't have to work until, you know, we got our business established or whatever. So it wouldn't be a big deal. I don't see the problem.
Yeah, Mike says, worst housing market ever. I know, right?
Not unless you're some rich fuck, so...
Well, yeah, but don't all the rich fucks at this point have homes? Multiple homes?
No.
They're not even using the homes they have, and
yeah,
you're trying
you're
to sell them another one?
If you're a rich fuck, right now is the perfect time to be looking for new locations.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, though.
I mean, it's like if we sell now, dude,
it depends
Florida,
what kind of rich you're talking about. Though.
Shut up. Anyway, if we sell the house now, do you have any idea how awesome it will be to go down to Florida and buy a house? Because there are awesome houses out there that are like $77,000 because they're on foreclosure.
Because they're built in the Hurricane Alley.
No, we wouldn't look for an area like that.
Well, that's where the good homes are.
Well,
they look nice because they just finished putting them back up.
No, we were born and raised there. We know where the hurricanes don't hit.
Thanks. Oh, okay. I would, though. Being a storm chaser was one of my aspirations when I was a child.
I like going fishing in storms, so I'll show you how it's done.
I like chasing them.
I like testing my luck.
You know that movie Twister?
Seeing how close I can get to the lightning.
The movie Twister?
In the water.
That was me.
Yeah, right.
Twist and shout. That's me.
No, but I really want to go back if they go back. I mean, my family will be gone. My dad won't be here. Why do I want to stay?
Mike says they can get shit for pennies on the dollar. The rich people, the rich fuckers are thinking the same thing. But whatever. They like Montana for sure, and you have the house on top of the hill for sure.
I do.
So
or they do.
If some rich guy came up and was like, "That's the one."
I mean, Wayne.
I just honestly, I don't see it happening.
My
but
uncle
if it does,
Wayne is going
I'll
back.
See you later.
My brother, my mom, my dad, they're all going back. I mean,
why is? And I want to follow them. Why?
Because I want to be with my dad. The only reason I'm here is because of my dad.
Hey.
I was making it just fine in Florida.
Hey, I want to be with my dad, too. You don't see me killing myself, though. It's fine. Rub it in. It's okay.
Whatever, dude. No, I mean, I was doing just fine on my
That's
own in Florida.
An asshole
I was absolutely just great. And then my dad called and asked me to come back, and I came back.
But honestly, do you think the job market is any better there than it is here?
I can get a way better job down there.
How you figure? There's more people in the market
right
looking
back
for
my tattoo shop.
You think
and
so?
And have a chair spot.
I don't think that's the case. I honestly don't.
I mean, even if not, dude,
it
there's plenty of different things for me to do. And if they sell the house, they're going to have, I mean, if they get a foreclosure home, they're going to have lots of extra cash for a while. I'll sit there and mooch off my mom and dad for a good fucking 6 months. I don't give a fuck. I will go fishing for months.
I just got done doing that for, you know, 5 years of my life.
Wasn't
and I
it
finally,
great?
No, it wasn't, though, because it was because of drugs. But I'm finally, like, back on my feet with a good job, and now you want to, like, rip me away from all of this.
No, we'll have
It took
a
me 29
job.
Years to find, to get myself where I'm at now.
We will have a great job. We'll go down there. We'll set up a place, get a business license, blah, blah, blah. It'll be awesome. I can't wait.
Everything
I
just got done doing here. You want to just topple it all and just move?
I did it.
Yeah?
And?
But you didn't have all of this stuff.
I had an amazing job. It
then
was.
Why are you
awesome.
Here? It must not have been so amazing because you had to leave.
My dad asked me to come back.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, I don't know, dude.
He asked me to come back because he needed help fixing up the house.
The Galactor says, blah, blah, blah is part of her plan. Take that as a warning sign. I know.
Anyway.
I don't like Florida. I don't like the heat. I would much rather stay
just
here.
Just give it a year.
And I don't want to have to find another job. I told you, I will never turn another job app in. I hate doing that.
Okay, well,
people
then
are
just
fuckers.
Stay in this shithole valley and have fun with your life.
I am. I'm trying to make something fucking happen here.
In Kalispell, Montana.
Let me introduce you to a good friend of mine. It's called the Internet.
Yeah.
Have you guys met? I don't know.
Yeah, the internet's guys... in Florida, too. I don't know if you know that.
Right.
Right.
But can
so
you
can
pay...
do this
Can
in
you
Florida.
Get a two-bedroom place for $450 a month in Florida?
I know the right people. It's
bullshit.
It's possible.
In the fucking ghetto. Nah.
No, it's possible.
See, even Mike says, dude, Florida sucks Hispanic ass. Don't come here. I know.
You're living in the wrong
he
part.
He lives in Florida, and
he's
like,
in the wrong
yo,
part, dude.
Don't come here. All right. It's all the wrong... Every story I've ever related to from my experiences there, everyone has been like, oh, you're in the wrong part. There must be just one perfect place there that nobody fucking knows about except for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's retarded.
Just, dude, would you just give it a year? I mean...
And then what? Come back here and start all over after that fails?
I mean, you're in good with the owner with your place now.
Doesn't matter, though.
I mean,
how
if you
fair...
come back and you're like, hey, I need a job.
And how fair is that back? To the kid that's been doing the deliveries if I leave and I all of a sudden decide to come back? Now that kid's out of a job. That's not very nice. I don't know, dude. I'm very skeptical about that whole thing happening initially. And then to leave everything I have here... Like,
they're trying to
if
sell
this was
it,
me
they want to get rid of it and they want to go back. They're sick of it up here.
But what does that have to do with you?
Because I'm sick of it up here.
So if I don't go, if I don't go, will you leave? You're out? If I say I want to stay here for a while and try and build this, what would you do?
I'd be very sad.
And you would leave?
Probably.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, so I guess get those episodes while we're putting them out, because who knows, right? So...
You should just come with me, dude.
I've written you a book of reasons why. Every story we read from Florida
well, 'cause
is
I'm
a
so
point in
well
my
off
side.
Here, right? I'm living the dream here, right?
And I'm not?
You're great.
I bust my ass for everything I have.
Great, I bust my ass for the crap that I have, and that's not much.
Because you're in a shithole, dude. You have debt you're working on paying. I don't think that's a good idea. I honestly don't. I don't like Florida.
I can make more money in Florida. I can be happier, dude. Like, I can do what I used to do, keep my fishing shit in my trunk and just fucking go. You know, right after
yeah,
work.
And that's another thing. We're going to get down there, and I'm never going to fucking see you except for the show, because you're always going to be fishing. I fucking hate fishing now because of you. Thank you.
You'll like it if you go with me down there. You catch big
shit. I can't
shit.
Wait to sit out in fucking 150-degree weather and just melt
Don't
while you're
mosquitoes.
Fishing. Yeah, that'll be great.
And no-see-ums.
And black
and
people and Mexicans.
And
fuck
cockroaches.
That.
Dude, regardless of all that shit, I still love that place more than here.
Yeah, Mike's got a good point. The house won't sell. The point is moot. I agree. Moot. So,
okay, fine.
If it does, though, if it happens to, I don't know, man. We're going to have to make a choice, I guess.
Should really think about it.
I've thought about it. I really don't like Florida, dude. I've been there. I've lived there. I don't like it. It's disgusting. Any place where you go outside and instantly your glasses fog up, that's gross, dude.
You don't even wear glasses.
What?
Oh, your sunglasses?
Yeah.
Oh.
My eyes fog up. Dude, what the fuck, dude? It sucks for electronic equipment. I don't know, dude. I like it here better, but that's me, so.
I don't know, dude.
So, yeah, if you guys do know,
like
the 75-hour Keith and the Girl marathon started, so thanks for having 500 viewers while we have 9 right now, but that's fine. They're plugging their book that's just come out at keithandthegirl.com/book, of course. Check that out. Maybe buy me a copy. I appreciate it because I'm broke right now because, you know, I'm living the dream. Part of that dream, I forgot to tell you, is waking up fucking broke every day. I was kind of curious. In 75 hours, how many times will you stream crash? Now, if you go by our equation, which is once or twice per, let's say, an hour to make it easy. Let's say it'll crash twice per hour. So you have 75 hours. I'm going to estimate about 150 crashes. Is
oh
that right?
God.
Is there a reason it doesn't crash for you, but it does for me? I don't get it.
I don't know.
If you have at least 500 listeners, it will never crash for you.
Eh.
So I have a herpes on my face.
Yeah, I saw that.
You would think that it's called a herpes because whenever you get anything like this on your face, people come up to you and they're like, hey, nice herp. Oh,
herpes
sick herpes.
Herpes simplex one.
Like, oh, I hate that so bad. And like, you can't do anything about it. It's not a herpes, thanks, unless you went and got nasty all of a sudden.
Hey.
Huh.
You know, it's kind of a cool fun fact to know about the shithole town.
Please.
The general manager of Famous Dave's has herpes simplex one. Da, da, da.
Yeah, him and like everyone else that lives in Sea Falls, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Don't
though.
Fuck bitches in the pool that is Sea Falls.
Just hope he's not cooking to taste.
That's disgusting.
Let's just hope that. Okay.
Does he know this?
What?
Can you get sued for saying that?
No, because it's true.
Okay, so you can be like, Exhibit A, Your Honor, D-bag's blood test.
Yeah.
Positive for the herpes.
He totally has herpes.
That's fucked up. And how did you know that? How did you come to find that?
I was kind of a dick.
Because he kept having outbreaks like this. Can you even see this?
No, he came up to me and he said he was saying something. And I saw he had a cold sore like that. And I was like, hey, dude.
No, hold on. Let's specify. It wasn't a cold sore like this. It was a cold sore like this,
no,
but with herpes
like
in it.
No, it was just like a normal looking cold sore.
But with herpes in it. Now with more herpes.
No, it looks just like a normal cold sore, right? And I'm like, he comes up and I'm like, haha, nice herpes. And he's like, yeah, herpes simplex one. That's why I can't kiss my kids goodnight.
Oh, who feels like a raging cunt bag now?
I know. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
my
man.
Bad. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah.
Do I look like I'm serious? No, you look like you have herpes, but that's besides the point. That's
but yeah,
gross.
I was like, oops.
But I fucking hate that. Like, anytime, and it started out as like a couple little zits. And so I'm a picker. I can't help it. So I fuck with them. And then it turns into this. And that turns into everywhere you go, everyone's got to be funny, guys, right? Because we're all stand up comedians in this valley, apparently. They're like, hey, nice herp. Now it's in my head that I have it.
What's this? Do I want to move to Florida?
I was just seeing what the chat said.
There's three people in the damn chat.
That's fine. And I care what each and every one of them thinks.
Dude.
So what is it that makes people do that? I was curious.
What?
Like, when you see something like this on somebody's face, obviously it wasn't there yesterday or the last time you saw me, and all of a sudden it is. Like, did I go on vacation to fucking wherever the fuck and nail nasty bitches and I came back with herpes and it broke already? Like, I have an outbreak already. Like, you just saw me last week. But they're serious. It's not like, jokey, haha, you have hep and herp and hop and hip and... They're, like, serious about it. Like, are you okay? No, I'm not. Every time you say something, I'm not okay. So just stop it.
I don't know, dude. I don't really
care. When did
that
become funny? That's what I'm curious. When did that become funny?
I don't know.
You have a nose. Oh, that's disgusting. Where'd you get that nose? Hey, nice nose, toucan. Oh, look, she's got eyes. Ah, nice eyes. Where'd you get those, huh? Look at that. Look at your eyebrows. Oh, that's weird. Who has eyebrows? Pfft. Look at those ears. You have ears. Look, you have a face. That's so weird. Why do you have a face? Oh, look, she even has teeth. Weird. Where'd you get teeth from? That's what they do. Leave me alone. I have no control over it.
Maybe picking it didn't
help.
Yeah,
well, maybe shutting the fuck up, Will. So I sat today and I watched Windows Vista Service Pack 2 install. Anyone done that lately?
No.
Let me tell you something. When you watch Windows Vista Service Pack 2 install, it lies to you. You know how it lies to you?
How?
You know how it has that little counter that's like it's this percent done, right? So it gets, you know, it sits at zero for a while. And I'm like, all right, that's pretty fun. And then it like slowly goes and does its thing, right? And I waited probably about 25 minutes and it finished. And then it's like, you got to reboot, of course, right? So I'm like, all right, I'll reboot it. I reboot it and the machine comes up and it's like, installing Service Pack 2 back at 0%. I'm like, then what the fuck were we just doing for the last 25 minutes when you said you were installing Service Pack 2? Like, they do that on purpose, I think. They make you sit there and they make you wait. And then when everyone dies, anyone that has like a Gmail account or anything like that, you get a printout of how much time you wasted waiting. And you know what? Half of that time is a joke on you from them. Jokes on you. Well, on me. It's on all of us. But they write that shit into code purposefully. There's no reason for it. They're
sorry.
I bet I can make him wait 5 minutes. Oh, yeah? I bet I can make him wait 8. Oh, yeah? I'll make him wait an hour. And pretty soon, you're sitting there. It's like watching paint dry, but less fun. At least when paint's drying, I can see the progress. When Vista Service Pack 2 is installing, you think you see the progress. That's not progress. That's a lie.
I'm sorry.
I was very sorry, too.
God.
Old people should take care when they have computers. You know what's fucked up?
Your mouth.
Thank you. The herpes.
Yeah.
It's fucked up when people know old people and they think they know what's best for them. Like, no, this is the printer you want. This is the computer you want, all this.
Uh-huh.
But then they're not there when it doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
They're like, I'm going to get you the most fucked up, complicated shit because you know what? I'm not going to have to deal with it. It's the whole thing when you know, grandma gets the kids and loads them up on sugar and then sends them back home to mom all fucked
right.
up. There's this older lady I know.
It's
probably,
like car salesman. Too.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Like, I ain't gonna deal with it. It's like call center support. Like, I'll just kick you off and you'll go back into the queue. I won't get you again.
No big deal.
Just because I don't know the answer. Someone else will.
Dude,
fuck
it's
it.
It's so funny when
I
was working at Teletech, I threw someone back in the queue and I heard the guy in the next cubicle over get the same person.
Really?
He's like... you had Dana? Dana, he looks at me and I'm like, I just shaking my head like, don't give him back to me. Don't do it. It was funny, so, yeah.
So I get to work and A while ago, I was helping a friend's grandmother fix her computer, because, you know, I'm the fix-it guy, I guess. And, you know, we got it all working, everything was cool. Hadn't heard from her in, like, you know, a month or two. Get to work today. Printer's not printing. Weird. All of a sudden.
Is it out of paper?
First of all, why do you get your 85-year-old grandmother a fucking scanner, printer, copier, dick sucking? Like, why do you need that? It's got unnecessary buttons that you're going to press for unnecessary results.
Pretty.
And you know, for being old, you would think old people would be patient, right? Like, I've waited this long. They, like, click something, and as soon as nothing happens, they're like, like, just mashing buttons like they're playing fucking Street Fighter 2 or something. Uh-huh. Just, like, going crazy. So I'm like, I have an idea of what it might be. And so on top of it being a ridiculous printer, scanner, copier, fax, dick-sucking thing, whatever, it's wireless, right? Ooh. It can't just be something you plug it in. It's got to go into the network and get all Wi-Fi and that. Because, you know, grandma needs a fucking wireless networked printer, right?
Right.
She definitely has to have one. So I'm like, there's so many possible things that could be wrong. So I get in there. And she's like, and the funny thing is, I haven't had internet in like 3 days. And I called the cable company. And I'm like, oh, God, that poor guy. And they walked me through everything and everything's fine. And you know what it was?
What?
You remember when you couldn't get the Vio online because the there's a little switch on the side that says, what's that switch say?
Wi-Fi.
On and off.
On and off.
And it was in the
off
position.
Nice.
So this thing, right? I'm like, I go and I fucking flip open Firefox and Google.com. Nothing. I'm like, is the wireless on? First thing. Ever since you did that, I think of that now. The very first thing. I'm like, oh, wireless off. I look, and there's no switch on it. I'm like, okay, that's weird. This fucking laptop has the F4 key is the turn Wi-Fi on and off.
Really?
But with no function. Usually you have to hold function F4 or whatever. You just hit F4, and it turns it off. So she was mashing buttons, turn the Wi-Fi off. No Wi-Fi, no printing, no internet.
Right.
You have nothing. So I did that, got that working. As soon as I did that, Vista's like, hey, you got like an hour? Because I got some updates for you. I'm like, right. Fuck me. That's cool. Updates, no big deal. I look to see what updates. And then right there, in a big old fucking middle finger, fuck you, Service Pack 2. I'm like, oh man, I'm going to be here all day. Mother fuck. And so I got the printer working and shit. AES encrypted, by the way, because grandma needs that, you know?
Right, of course.
Unfucking believable.
I'm sorry.
Hour and a half later.
You got paid for it.
No, I didn't. Well,
oh.
I might. I don't know. I wasn't on the clock for my job, like,
because
I was going home after that, because I was thinking, be here 10 minutes, fix it, turn it on, whatever. Let me just wait while this updates, please. Oh, my God, I hate that so much. And then just the last thing I did, like, I got all the shit fixed, and I got the printer working, and then I'm like, all right, I'll update this for her. And I'm not going to just set it and then leave, because she will not know what to do. So I sit there, and that's when I got to the point where it's like, I'm installing, and it, oh, God, it takes so long. What are you doing? Unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
It was great. It was fucking great.
I'm sorry, dude.
And then I'm like, oh, cool, it's done, 100%. And then it, like, reboots. And like I said, it went right back to 0%. Like, oh, we were practicing. Now we're going to do it for reals. I just wanted to see if I could. And I know that I can now. And now we're gonna.
That sounds as long and, like, drawn out as me cutting, like, a gallon of Mirepoix today was.
What?
Mirepoix?
Mirepoix. I don't know what that
Mirepoix.
Is. What is that?
Celery, onions, and carrots.
Why don't you say I was cutting celery, onions, and carrots?
Because it's quicker to say mirepoix.
What is that? That doesn't even make sense. I could
French.
See sarrets or something. That would be celery, onions, and carrots, right? Sunions? Sunyets. What is mirepoix?
I don't know. It's just an easy, short name. That's what I've always called it in kitchens. Everyone calls that in kitchens. I'm sorry. Fuck you. That's what it is. So,
oh,
yeah, Mirepoix.
Is that, that is a real thing though?
Yeah.
It's French for cellar pot?
It's just some, it, I don't know, it's just a goulash of vegetables basically.
All right.
But dude, well, like I sat there, I was so fucking bored. I'm like, I'm going to stand here and cut like three stalks of celery and like six onions and like 10 carrots, okay?
That's
I'll
awesome.
Be here for like an hour and a half. Don't worry about it.
So how is the job going? Any better? The lady still being her and all that? What's
I
new?
Think my talk with the boss did some good because he's only scheduled me to work with her once this week.
Really? You think he's scheduling other people to work with her to see if they get the same
There's only
reaction?
One other person.
Oh, okay.
It's me and this other dude.
Because I was thinking maybe he wants to see if it's you being a bitch or if it's really her, so you know, schedule someone else to work and then be like, hey, report back on what she's doing, and they come back and they're like, well, she left early and didn't do anything and you paid her for that.
Well, the other dude that's there bitches, he bitched about her before I did, so whatever.
Huh.
But I think he finally got the message. Like, he's only scheduling me like once a week with her.
But are you still getting hours? He's yeah. not like cutting you back.
No,
like,
I'm still
okay.
getting hours.
Well, that's good then.
I'm actually getting more hours lately.
Are you happier not working with her than
oh, yeah.
working with
oh,
her?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'm fucking willing to just chill and, like, bust out the line. I'm like, yeah, dude, go do whatever. I'll stay right here and fucking watch this shit.
That's funny.
It's because when I get there, I'm not automatically handed something to do. I can
By
like,
her, right?
Yeah.
That she should have already
yeah.
maybe had done, perhaps?
Yeah, and I don't get bitched at all the time when I'm not working with her, so it's not...
Like, oh, okay, you want me to do this now because you should have already had it done by the time I got here. I see what you're doing. You're a sly one there. You're a big, fat, sly one.
Oh, okay.
That's no good. That is no good.
Oh, it's, Damn.
MDS says, your head cook can't spell it either. I saw it on your to-do list misspelled.
Yeah, that was me.
I'm glad one of our listeners is edumacated. That's awesome,
I don't know
awesome,
how to fucking
dude.
Spell it. I know it starts with an M and it ends with an X. Fuck off. Okay?
Oh,
I don't
man.
Give a fuck.
I could see you at like
That was my list.
I could see you at the fifth grade spelling bee and they're like, spell Mirepoix. And you're like, fuck that. Starts with an M, ends with an X, with a go fuck yourself in the middle. I'm out. Did I win?
Pretty much, dude.
Woo! a little update. I do still have a job, and apparently there was a letter written, and it went out to all of the chiropractors in the valley, apparently.
So nice.
Trying to get me in a little trouble. But
oh,
you know
yeah?
what's funny?
What?
In trying to get me in trouble, you kind of got yourself in trouble. Shouldn't name names. Just saying. That was a kind of a big no-no. Especially when you're going up against a place that has been here for over 50 years. We've been here a little longer than you have, so
right.
we might maybe have a couple more people than you do. So I'm just saying. Maybe just watch out. Not
here you
smart.
Go.
Not smart.
The Wikipedia definition of Mirepoix.
Oh, please.
Mirepoix is the French name for a combination of onions, carrots, and celery. Mirepoix, either raw, roasted, or sautéed with butter, is the flavor base for a wide number of dishes, such as stocks, soups, stews, and sauces. The three ingredients are commonly referred to as aromatics. Ta-da! I was right. Ha-ha. Even though I can't spell it, I don't care. It's still Mirepoix.
Also known as Sarahplatz.
What?
Celery, onions, and carrots. Sarahplatz.
I'm gonna label the next batch I do Sarahplatz.
Just name it Matt.
Dude, everything has my name on it, so when the other cook, he's like, can I get a backup of Dana? And
That's
I'm like,
awesome.
Yeah, here you go, dude. And,
can
like,
I get Dana
something.
To back that ass up?
Dude, like, everything has my name on it, like fries, onions, tomatoes, lettuce, romaine, whatever.
Bong the Gong says, also known as a ratatouille. All right, well, let's get on to some stories here. You guys know who Simon Singh is, right?
Nope.
This is right up our alley here. This is great. Okay, a long time ago, I'll give you a quick rundown. If you listen to Skeptics Guide to the Universe, you know this guy. He's good, good guy. All around. Very funny, very amusing, very
okay.
smart. So, he writes an article saying how he's British, okay, and you know how the British libel laws are all fucked up, right?
Yeah.
So he writes a letter or an article, ends up he says something that certain chiropractors are scams. Their things are scams. The British Chiropractic Association ends up suing him. He, in turn, appeals, and now, because of this case, they are thinking and trying to restructure the British libel laws because of this case. Because of also, and this is why this is right up our alley, because we just got done dealing with one of these
fools. This sounds familiar.
A furious backlash from the Simon Singh libel case puts chiropractors on the ropes. Not where you want to be, is it?
No.
One in four chiropractors in Britain are under investigation as a result of a campaign by Simon Singh supporters. You fucked with the wrong guy. You don't fuck with skeptics when it comes to debunking BS, especially when you know, like, if you guys knew that you had, like, some hidden locked away tome that had all of the evidence and you're like, we're just not going to show anyone because we want them to believe in us. Like, now would be the time to maybe bring that out and release it, because if not, you're all fucked. As the British Chiropractic Association's battle with Simon Singh continues to work its way through the legal system, chiropractors are counting the financial costs of a major backlash resulting from a libel action that has left the Lord Chief Justice baffled. What was originally a dispute between the BCA, British Chiropractic Association, and one science writer over free speech has become a brutally effective campaign to reform an entire industry. This is so awesome. A staggering one in four chiropractors in Britain are now under investigation for allegedly making misleading claims in advertisements, according to figures from the General Chiropractic Council. So you guys maybe tried to sue this guy, and he ended up being correct.
Right.
And now you're being investigated. Oops.
Oops.
Can you say backfired? Because if anything in the history of humankind has ever backfired, this is it. Like, completely turned it around. That's so awesome. You are suing him, and now you're being investigated. Oh, it's so brilliant. The council, which is responsible for regulating the profession and has 2,400 chiropractors on its books, informs that it has had to recruit six new members of staff to deal with a 15-fold increase in complaints against its members, from 40 a year to 600.
Wow.
Should have just let him write his article, huh?
Right?
While it declined to comment directly on the costs inflicted by the reaction to the BCA's actions, it's clear that a six-figure sum will be involved for the extra staffing costs alone, to which will have to be added the considerable costs of any misconduct hearings. The complaints all stem from a regulatory quirk exposed by blogger Alan Hennis, who noticed that the council's rules demand that chiropractors do not make claims that conflict with past rulings by the Advertising Standards Authority. The claims range from learning difficulties to arthritis. They're saying that their, what would you call it, art, their craft,
I guess,
the craft can cure all these different things, right? Which is kind of what was happening here, right? You say it cures all these things, and it doesn't. And now you're in trouble.
Oh, wow.
So, to the likely embarrassment.
Way to put a fucking foot in your mouth.
Yeah, I know. How's that taste? Good?
Eat that. There you go.
Some crow. To the likely embarrassment of the BCA, those being investigated include its own officers. Oops. While professional associations are remaining silent on the issue, at least in public, leaked emails reveal the scale of the panic the campaign has caused within the industry. Last June, the McTimony Chiropractic Association issued an extraordinary plea to its 800 members, responding to, quote, what we consider to be a witch hunt against chiropractors. Now, that's weird, right? Because isn't that what was maybe stated in this alleged letter? That, like, you're on a witch hunt. You just hate chiropractors. Like,
see,
no,
now this guy,
we
is,
have nothing against you.
This
it's
guy
your
is
thing.
Going to wish that he just let you write the fucking article and not did any kind of retaliation.
Well, and you have to understand also, because of this lawsuit, there is already spotlight on it, you know? Like, here, there's nothing currently happening in the court systems or anything, and that's why now they're you know, taking an extra eye and looking at it even more so, being yeah. like, maybe this guy's onto something because he's got a pretty good-sized army behind him.
Yeah.
So, here's what they say here. Quote, "If you have a website, take it down now. Remove all the blue MCA, McTominay Chiropractic Association, patient information leaflets or any patient information leaflets of your own that state you treat whiplash, colic, or other childhood problems in your clinic or at any other site where they might be displayed with your contact details on them. Do not use them until further notice." You, wow. I recall seeing something about colic and other childhood problems and stuff like that on a couple other websites around town here.
A few.
You know, not any specific, but I've seen it. I've seen it here and there.
A little bit.
Interesting. Hmm. Privately, a number of chiropractors have expressed unhappiness at the way the BCA, General Chiropractic Council, and other professional associations have carried themselves over the past year. Excuse my face. And lay the blame for the crisis firmly at their doors. You started it, right? He just wrote something like he always does. You tried to sue him, and yeah, you started it.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you started it. In communications with this guy, they have said the organization's attempts to medicalize a form of alternative medicine have backfired. One remarked, quote, "I'm sure when the dust settles, the BCA will lose a lot of members. Suing Simon was worse than any Streisand effect, and chiropractors know it and can do nothing about it." So, I just thought that was pretty awesome. Just, like, happened to be what we were kind of talking about, and now look at this. Interesting. Someone might have been onto something. Huh. Here's another quick quote. "There was weak evidence to support the use of hypnosis, psychotherapy, acupuncture, and chiropractic, but it was provided in each case by single small trials, some of dubious methodology. So, anyway, moving on. You know who Kirstie Alley is?
I don't know.
The Eon doesn't know what a leaflet is, so I'm not going to ask him. Do you remember? What the fuck was she in? She's been in so many things. Kirstie Alley. Look who's
really
talking.
Familiar.
Look who's talking to. I think she was in Cheers for a while.
The
fatter one. Kirstie
okay,
Alley.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
She's like poster girl for
Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig, yeah.
Okay, so you know about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so after that, she went on to maybe try and start her own weight loss thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So this is kind of funny, I think. The other day, here it says, fat actress Kirstie Alley, their words, not mine, announced that finally she was able to come out with her own weight loss product. Yay! Because we need more of those, right?
But she hasn't lost weight.
That's why she's coming out with her own. Huh? See what I'm saying here? She announced she would try to a few years back. It's a well-known fact that the star, once a Jenny Craig spokesperson, wanted to come out with her own solution to tackle the problem of the extra pounds. And she's now, excuse me, she's now able to offer just that. Though it's highly likely she's doing so with the help of Scientology. A match made in heaven, right? Kirstie Alley, Scientology, coming together.
I'm just gonna
go
hang myself.
Okay. Oh, man. So, I don't know.
I don't even want to talk about this.
I don't know what more you can do, though, to lose weight. We've only been studying how to do it for, I don't know,
so, like, I'm
2,000 years.
So, like, I'm going to get abducted by aliens, and they're going to lipo all the fat out of me, and that's my diet.
Yeah.
Yay.
That Bong the Gong says, look who's eating. That's funny. Cheers past the cake, Mike says. Isn't she fatter than ever? That's funny, right? They always come out with these diets, but it's like, you're fat. I'm not going to... It's like, I'm not going to an AA meeting if the guy is doing
wasted
beer bongs there.
Right.
I'm not going to learn about staying sober from the guy from Stone Temple Pilots, Scott Weiland. You know,
right.
Like, choose your teachers. You don't ask the fatty to teach how to lose weight. It, like, you don't do that. It doesn't work, obviously. Unless, I mean, you could pay to just rip it all out, I guess. But, so this E-Zine organic liaison.
Scientology.
Well, right. So it's maybe coming out that this weight loss company is just a front for Scientology. That's what I'm slowly getting to here.
Everything's a front for some fucking religion.
For some front. It's not even a religion, though. You can't have, I've said this many times, you can't have a religion based
Everyone's
on a science.
Trying to brainwash somebody.
You can't do that, though. I'm going to make a religion based on Firefly. I mean, I'm sure there's already something like that, or Lost.
They're going to,
like,
you
can't do that. At least steal from, like, ancient religions. That's what every other one did. Like, why did you have to go and do your own thing? That's just weird.
Tell that to John Travolta and, like...
He's in this. He's probably helping her.
I know.
And it killed your son, and you're still in it. Dude, Scientologists are crazy, man. I don't know if I told this story but on the show, but I kind of dated a girl that was a Scientologist. She had a brother who kind of looked like her, but, you know, male. Like, they all look like clones is what I'm getting at here.
Okay.
The mother, the father, and the three kids, and they all had this weird look. They all had perfect blue eyes and blonde hair, and they all had these weird freckles, and they all looked the fucking same, dude. And it was the weirdest thing. And she kept trying to convert me and being like, you should come with us, we can help you, and this and that. And dude, creepy. I cannot begin to express to you how creepy Scientology is. It ruins lives. That I can tell you for a fact. Quote, 2 years ago, Kirstie Alley quit Jenny Craig's weight loss program and promised she was going to dream up her own way of losing extra pounds. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's 2010. We would have figured it out. If there was an easy, we're lazy, okay? We're lazy motherfuckers. If there was an easy way to lose weight without having to get off the fucking couch, we would have figured it out. The closest we have
crack.
Is called liposuction.
Crack.
Or the crack. I smoke crack while I get lipo. That's just how I do it. So she went on Oprah to unveil the Organic Liaison, which is her new organic weight loss program. It promises to be an innovative way of liaising. What? Liaising? Lying to? Lying to people? From conventional eating habits, meaning eat less. And drink our products. Organic Liaison is based on a system of dietary supplements, natural products, and a system of online support. What?
It's the same thing as SlimFast. You're eating normal, but you're drinking this fucking shit.
Right.
It's the same fucking thing.
But it's hers. And it's Scientology. Oh, man. So, this guy did some Googling, and it seems that Kirstie Alley's Organic Liaison has attracted the attention of Anonymous. You know who Anonymous is? You don't, because they're anonymous.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. Exactly. They are a group that does not like Scientology. I would even
go... You mean
go,
like the rest of the fucking world?
Right. Operation Clambake, etc. I would even go so far as to say they maybe hate Scientology.
Okay.
So... They've pulled together quite a bit of information about Kirstie Alley and her weight loss program. They say that the costs of Organic Liaison, a membership fee and supplements, would go to fund Scientology. The Kirstie Alley Organic Liaison site promises that it's approved by the USDA, which is good, but I don't know. It seems expensive. Organic Liaison starts with a, quote, rescue kit, which is $139, and then a monthly membership of $10 or $89 a year.
Now, don't people, like, when she's like, yeah, it's all going to go to fund Scientology, don't people just stop
she
and look at her like...
She didn't say that, though. She's trying to not have that out there. These guys dug it up and was like,
okay.
Check this out, you know? So, not good. Not good. You know why we're all fucked right now?
Because of that.
That's why.
That's why. Thank you.
All right. Well, so some good news coming out of Haiti, finally. They finally got fresh water. The bad news is that the fresh water has come from heavy rain, which has caused flooding and has killed at least 13 people.
Woo!
But hey, it's fresh water, right? Want, waste not, want not. Beggars can't be choosers. You guys were like, oh, if we only had running water. And God was like, heavy rains and floods. There's your running water. And there go 13 people down the river.
Woo.
So, yeah, some people are trapped on roofs and in cars and homes. 1.3 million homeless and many living in makeshift camps with little or no sanitation because of the earthquake. Aid agencies have warned of another humanitarian disaster as the rainy season looms.
Hey.
Huh.
Your cat, she's trying to make a phone call.
I see that. Thank you.
She's like got her head on your phone.
I see
like,
that. Thank you for
hey,
that.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Several towns and villages in southern Haiti have been flooded since Saturday, spokesman, for the Civil Energy Unit said. UN troops and Haitian police moved 500 prisoners from a jail in Les Saïs as 1.5 meters of water swamped the coastal city. That's so awful. Hit with a fucking earthquake. Knocks out all the running water. Everyone's like, God, we need water. It's like, all right, there you go. And they're like, no, we didn't mean this. Fuck it.
Just make boats.
And now God and Boner are up in heaven just having a laugh. That sucks. the government, the UN, and aid agencies have all raised the alarm about the rainy season, which starts in March or April and continues until about autumn. That is not a good place. Dry as fuck in the summertime, and then it just rains the rest of the year and floods.
That sucks.
That does suck, dude. The scale of Haiti's catastrophe means that even a huge relief effort has not provided adequate shelter to hundreds of thousands of people because, newsflash, they were already homeless. Moving on. What the fuck is that?
Did you find that spider?
No.
Okay.
That's not what I was pointing at.
Okay.
Lovely pop-up. But this man has used some interesting technology here for a interesting purpose. 40 years old, okay? Wayne man. He's in jail. Excuse me.
All right. In jail. 40 years old.
Because he was caught using a shoe camera to peek under women's dresses.
Dude, that's so old school. Who cares?
But, okay, so that is kind of old school. Old school is having the mirror.
The mirror,
on the
yeah.
Right. So now we can record it and put it online and be like,
I mean, there was even a CSI episode with the dude like recording like video footage. Don't
yeah, yeah,
that?
Yeah. All right.
I mean, dude, I've that's pretty old. What makes this special?
Excuse my face. Police said David Delagrange targeted women in dresses, then stood close enough to place his right foot between their feet. About 9:30 Saturday, an IMPD officer working part-time at the mall approached the guy after someone reported him for acting suspiciously.
Nice.
So he was, like, talking to random chicks, and you keep, like, trying to put
getting
your foot
in shit.
That's creepy, right? Why are you being suspicious? Don't move.
Exactly. Spread your legs a little bit further, please.
Action. Lights. Okay. Delagrange was shocked with a taser, of course, after the cops said he resisted. They always resist. After he was in custody, cops said they found a sophisticated camera audio recording system he had built. They said the system was made up of a camera attached to his right shoe with controls for video and audio in his pockets. Cops said he had been taking video of women under their dresses and skirts without them being aware. Would you know if a dude was, like, just making small talk and he kept moving his foot towards the bottom of your vagina?
Yeah, I don't wear skirts, so...
I like to think I'm a little more aware than that, you know? Like, I would notice that. You have to be so just oblivious,
right?
Well,
these right? chicks that are wearing these skirts probably are oblivious.
Oblivious, just like, oh my God, what a sale. Oh, hello, sir. And he's like, what would you say to keep their attention? I don't get it.
Sparkly thing. Shiny.
Gold, light. Look at the gold, keys. Look
silver,
at the keys.
Yeah. Cats. Kitties. Dogs. Puppies. You like puppies? Babies.
And cut.
scene.
That's so crazy. District detectives were able to obtain search warrants for storage devices in his home and vehicle. Cops said one of the females in the mall is thought to be a juvenile. Oops. That's, you need to ID everyone before you become a voyeur, I think. He faces preliminary charges for voyeurism, resisting law enforcement, and, excuse my face, felony child exploitation. You ever been to Mozambique?
I don't even know what that is.
Mozambique is a beautiful place where two young men have been accused with having sex with a goat. They're facing criminal charges. The goat's owner is now demanding they make traditional wedding arrangements, the media said today. The young men, whose names and ages were not released, were caught in the act by police and arrested. That's the worst way to be caught, by the way.
It's not.
In the
act. I mean, fuck it, it is.
Afterward, me and the goat just smoking a cig, cuddled up, or before when I'm buying her drinks, but not in the act. That's horrible. It's not what it looks like.
It's like, you know what? Actually, it is. Could you just shut the door and give me a minute? Bitch at me in a minute.
I can't take my goat for a walk? The fuck? What's this world?
Leash.
What is Mozambique coming to when I can't even take my goat for a walk?
Where is that?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Africa or Australia. Just a shot in the dark. I have no idea. Is that bad? Like, I don't know where Mozambique is.
I have never even heard of it.
Is that common knowledge? Does anyone know?
I thought putting your dick in a goat was common knowledge.
Well,
but
sometimes you gotta. Quote,
proven wrong.
One of the young men was naked and holding the goat's head. And the other, he was having sex with the animal. Witness Mario Crava said. They tag team that bitch. That sucks, dude. It was a goat.
That so sucks.
Just chilling like, Mom! Like, holding his head down. Oh, man. That's rape. You raped that goat. That is not okay. Prosecutor Leonidas Mapa said
it's gonna
the two...
be, dude.
What?
Black sheep.
Mom! That sucks. He said the two would face trial for
so
simple larceny, being creepy fucks. The goat's owner may also file a civil suit against them, he said. The owner was demanding the young men pay him damages and initiate a traditional wedding ceremony by paying lobolo, or a dowry.
Dowry.
That's so funny. You had sex with my goat, now you have to marry it, and I want my dowry.
Every
I want more goats. I want my dowry of more goats because you're husband and wife.
Dude, every time I hear the word dowry, it just brings me, it makes me think of Beetlejuice when he hands, like, the dad a bunch of snakes and, like, rats and shit. He's like, here, dad, the dowry's on me.
Yeah, right.
Like, every time, like, because I think that's the first time I ever heard the word dowry when
yeah,
I was a kid.
I think me too. I think so.
So, like, constantly I'm like, here, dad, dowry's on me.
Cobra says India, maybe. Bird says, I think Africa. And Cobra says goats poop all the time. So, I don't feel so bad for having no idea where it's at.
Would you put it in the butt to keep it from pooping?
I would butt plug it, perhaps.
Because when the goats poop, it like shoots out.
Right, you'd have to take the goat's teeth out, right?
You just hold the horns, dude.
But you don't want him biting your dick off, right?
You don't put your dick in its mouth.
What was the guy doing holding his head down?
Holding it.
Oh, like, so it didn't run away. Oh!
God!
That makes sense. I thought they were... Okay, never mind. That makes much more sense.
God.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I would think. But then again, I don't have sex with goats, so I don't fucking know.
Right. So. I just stare at them, so...
What?
Come on. You get that. You know what should not ever be at an AC/DC concert? Do you know who AC/DC is?
Yes.
Alternating current, direct current. Big balls.
Got it.
Right? Well,
and done dirt cheap.
So. All right. Thank you. Oh, man. And after the show, you rock me all night long. Wait, is that AC/DC?
You shook me all night
long.
Oh,
damn it. I suck at this game. A quadriplegic man.
She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. And knocking me out with those Americans.
Oh, thank you. A quadriplegic man has been seriously injured at an AC/DC concert.
Wait, quad what?
Okay, quad, right?
Quadriplegic.
Right. Matt, if you
wait,
were
what's his name?
On the doorstep.
What's his name?
Bob. No. I don't know.
I swear to God, if it's Greg, I'll start crying.
Greg?
Yeah.
What?
Read it.
In Australia?
Read it.
I don't get why, but okay. He was seriously injured after his friend hit the joystick of his motorized wheelchair, which catapulted him right into the mosh pit.
Oh my God.
You would think, though, like, you don't feel anything in your legs, obviously. You would think you'd be the one doing the damage, right? Like, you have Full Metal Alchemist in there with the fucking armor and shit. You're in a wheelchair. How are you getting hurt? You are hurting them, I think. Witnesses said a metal pin used by the 31-year-old man to maneuver objects embedded in his eye as his chair crashed more than a meter to the floor of Brisbane, Queensland Sport and Athletic Centre. The venue is facing criticism for not placing a proper barrier in front of the wheelchair podium. Sorry, I didn't expect quadriplegics to come to an AC/DC concert. I apologize
well,
for that.
I know a quadriplegic. He's an old hippie, and he got that way in a car accident.
Right.
Super fucking cool, dude. I mean, because he is a quadriplegic, he could take the biggest bong rips you've ever fucking seen. Because it's impossible for him to cough.
Right, right. Dude, that's kind of cheating, but okay.
Yeah, whatever, dude. But the fucker could talk like a champ.
That's funny.
But, like, he was a total hippie. Like, all this awesome, cool, like, paraphernalia from, like, back in the day, like, going to Warped Tour, fucking Ozfest and shit.
Right, right.
All that badass stuff.
Back when Ozzy was cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and he's got quite a bit of cash, so, I mean, he goes and does things. I mean, he still goes to concerts. That's why I was like, oh, God.
You're welcome, by the way.
I was like, oh, God, dude. Don't fucking die in a mosh pit. That'd suck.
That's funny, though, that, like, that's the last thing you're expecting. And here's this dude, like, Jamal, let me out, and then just fucking face first. Galactor says he landed on his face, the one good working part, on the face, just broke it. Now he's,
it's
like,
cool
fully
paralyzed. How they type and stuff, like, they have a little...
There's nothing cool about that, by the way.
Well, it's neat how they can do it, like how they made the system so that way.
Well,
he can
yeah.
type. I mean, he's got a MySpace, he's got a Facebook.
Oh, of
he's
course.
Got, you know,
fuck
all
yeah.
that shit.
He doesn't have to work, and he gets paid every month. I wish I could get paid for being retarded.
It's not retarded,
right? But I'm saying in general.
And he got in a car accident that wasn't his fault,
right? And now he's getting paid for it.
Yeah, I would hope if I couldn't use anything in my body, I'd be sitting pretty for the rest of my fucking life.
Honestly, if I couldn't use anything in my body, put me down. I'm done.
Anyway, so, like, he has a little mouthpiece.
Unless I got paid every month, then we'll see.
Anyway, there's a mouthpiece that goes in your mouth or whatever, and you, like, do, like, different, like, blows and, like, tongue movements and shit, and it types. It's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, yeah? What kind of different blows?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Come on.
It's pretty
finish
cool,
it. What kind of different blows?
I don't know. The kind that make you type?
The kind that I don't want. Yeah, Galactus says, we'll get the mind mouse working, and you can just crack wep all day. That's a good point. It's all you do. It's like Stephen Hawking. No shit, he figured out the secrets of black holes. What else is he doing? You have nothing else to do but read online and read and read. Like, that's all you're doing. You're not jerking off. You're probably doing drugs, I guess.
Yeah.
Painkillers and shit.
A lot.
But, like, if you were stuck in a chair, honestly, like, you would... That's all you could do, so you would do it. You would be really smart, and you would crack the fuck out of some wet keys, I bet. So, the platform had side and rear barriers, but the only barrier at the front of the podium was a strip of timber and plastic caution tape. I guess the wheelchair didn't speak English.
Galactor says he doesn't have the ability to masturbate. That nearly triples my free time.
I know. Fucking A, right? Like, what else are you doing? Not much. Yeah. The incident happened as more than 45,000 fans enjoyed the legendary Aussie rocker's second of two sold-out shows in the city. The man's friend accidentally struck the joystick with his hand and the wheelchair shot forward and fell off the platform. I would have paid $1 million to have seen that. Front row seats, AC/DC just rocking out, and all of a sudden, like, Timmy, Libby-Low Timmy, just fucking full throttle. Oh, man, that would have been so funny. Sad, but funny. A witness said the man's friend was shattered, just devastated by what happened.
Oh, dude, I thought you...
Laughing uncontrollably. Oh, my God. Paramedics immediately attended to the injured man, a former truck driver who was paralyzed in an accident. That's how it happens, okay. Right? Joe Blow says Danny could never work that kind of control. She can't blow. That's a good one. A hospital official said the man is out of intensive care but remains in a wheelchair in serious but stable condition. All right.
What? Anyway.
And just... the venue is aware of the problem, and they're going to look into that.
Put some bumper rails up.
How do you get up then? If it's enclosed all the way around, what point is it serving then? You'd have to open... I don't know. I don't know, dude. That seems counterproductive. They're like, we want to be able to use the ramp, but it needs to be shut off on all sides. Then how do you use it? Like, duck? Under the tape?
I don't know, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Just move on, please.
Moving on. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Bunch of black people just shooting up the place. I'm going to take a wild guess where this happened at. Tulsa police say out of numerous potential witnesses, only one person had any information to offer in a shooting overnight Sunday at the Chicken Hut.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It's like a knockoff of Popeyes and like
Pizza Hut is what I was thinking. I didn't even know there was such a thing as the Chicken Hut.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Interesting. The shooting victim, 27-year-old Valentino Vernier, later died of his wounds at the hospital. Restaurant patrons even shoved past emergency workers stepping over the victim to get their chicken.
Nice.
Listen, good chicken. Man, watch out the motherfucking way. Y'all gotta come up in here and shoot up the motherfucking place. I'm just trying to get a two-piece. Shit. Motherfucking shit. Move your tired, shot-up ass nigga. Get the fuck out of the way. I'm trying to eat. Chicken Hut.
Wow.
Yo, where are you at? Yo, I'm at the Chicken Hut, son. Some fool just got shot. But yo, I'll be there in a minute. I just made my order.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, two-piece. Like, 2 for 5s, nigga. 2 for 5s.
That's so great. That's so great. That's what? Just amazing.
I know. A bunch of black people shot another black person at the Chicken Hut.
He wasn't black.
Was he not?
He was Hispanic.
Oh, Valentino.
Valentino.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, all of the pictures is showing very dark skinned people.
Well, they shot the fucking... He was in the wrong place, okay?
He should have... You were actually looking for the Taco Hut. That's
right.
Like 2 blocks down. That's fucked up. Oh, fuck, dude. Tulsa police, firefighters, and ambulance personnel responded to the call. Shots fired. They say when they arrived at the Chicken Hut, I can't even believe that that's a real thing. I'm sorry. They found the dude lying on the ground in front of the pickup window.
I mean, like, have you been to a...
Get out the way!
Have you been to a Wings and Weenies?
No.
I mean,
I've been
like,
to a Wiener Schnitzel.
Ooh. I've been to a Kiss and Cousins.
Yeah. I've been
and
to
a cracker barrel.
Nice. Absolutely. Like, if some white dude, if you were at your fucking Cracker Barrel and some white dude was like in the fucking way, all shot and shit, fuck yeah, I'm gonna push him over, man. That's good food.
I gotta get
hungry.
My biscuits and gravy, dude.
I know.
You don't know.
Come on.
Cracker Barrel has
take
awesome
this shit to the
biscuits
bathroom.
And gravy.
They had a difficult time getting through the crowd to provide aid to the victim. And no one was trying to help the injured man because he was Mexican. People were instead stepping over him to get their food orders. That's so awesome.
That's so cool. I would pay to work there for that time.
There's a Mexican dying right there. Motherfucker, they got chicken up in her. Oh, oh.
Dude, yeah, I would literally pay to work there for that hour. You know, like
I know. I will pay you.
Can I be the cashier for that hour, please?
Hold on. Let me go get my Kevlar. Okay, right? I'm ready now. Right? I would, oh man. Wrong place, wrong time, dude. Eckert said customers even shoved past emergency personnel as they went to the takeout window. Must have been one of those, like, we're giving away free chicken deals, you know?
Shouldn't they shut the place down?
You think,
while that's
right?
Going on? Okay. There's blood and like bile fluid all over
Shots
the floor.
Shots fired. We're closed, okay? I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to the fucking other place. After questioning the crowd, they found only one person, a relative of the victim, who had any information about the shooting. The man could only say the suspect was a man in a blue jacket with a hood. Of course.
Ugh.
Quote, exactly one person chose to call 911 to advise us of the shooting. You know what that says also? Like, the workers were just like, fuck it. You know? One person called. He added that there were more than 100 people in the parking lot when the emergency personnel arrived. Quote, nobody wants to talk to us. Nobody wants to give us any information, he said. I bet if you were selling chicken, they'd talk to you.
Like, dude, I will buy you your order if you just tell me what happened.
That's fucked up, though. Like, in the flesh, there's a man dying, and you have to get your order. Like, that's fucked up.
I want my chicken.
It's good chicken.
Eating up all the chicken in the kitchen, eating up all the hog, mom. All the pig's feet.
Cereal, no milk.
Motherfucker, I like chitlins too.
I'm from the streets, and I sleep on the streets, and I occasionally been known to wake up in the streets. I love that movie. It's so awesome.
Gosh.
Ooh, it's a lady. Yeah.
It's a lady.
All right, well, moving on here. A couple more stories before we call it a night. Did you know it is not good to urinate on a power line? Not good.
Oh.
You probably shock your little dick off.
Maybe that's why I don't have one.
Did you do that?
I might have.
Authorities believe a Washington man was killed by accidentally urinating on a downed power line after a car crash. You idiot. Grays Harbor County Sheriff's Deputy Dave Pimentel. They even gave a pronunciation key. That was nice. Pimentel.
Nice.
He said 50-year-old Roy Messenger was not seriously hurt after he collided with a power pole Friday and called a relative to pull his car from the ditch. However, family members found Messenger electrocuted when they arrived. Pimentel says Messenger apparently urinated into a roadside ditch but did not see the live wire. The urine stream, of course, conducted electricity, which reached his body and shocked the holy fucking shit out of him.
I've hit a fucking electric fence before.
It shocks you.
No, it was shut off.
If
I
you
was
piss,
so lucky,
oh,
dude.
I thought you were talking like hit like with my urine.
No, I hit it with my car.
Do you remember?
Because like, I was doing donuts in the middle of like,
and you were. Horrible driver.
No, I was in my TA and I was out by Tuttle Woods in Florida, like right across the street from the elementary school in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's this big fucking mud pit like right before the woods. And during the fucking spring, we'd all go out there and just fucking spin donuts in the mud and just fling it all over the place. Well, coincidentally, there's an electric corporation like right there.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually called Dana.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Dana Electric Corporation or something like that. Like, I had a license plate that said Dana, just D-A-N-A with, like, a diamond. And the name was in the diamond. I don't know, it was stupid. But, yeah, I hit it. And
the M is for money and the D is for diamonds. Come on! It's Beastie Boys.
Anyway.
Fuck.
So, I hit it with my TA, and I was, like, freaked out, but it was shut off, so it was okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you piss on an electric fence, you're going
to
feel it.
I used to throw shit at it. Like, I'd catch lizards.
We used to touch them, because they would give you a little shock. And you'd, like, touch them and grab,
God,
like, your brother or something.
I would
That's
catch
fun,
lizards and,
right?
Like, throw it at the fucking thing and watch them just stick to it.
That's pretty sick.
There's a lot of lizards in Florida. It's okay.
All right. Well, last story here. Then we got a what would Jam Hole do? A girl got raped. Okay.
What's
happens
new?
Every day. 17 years old. Okay. And then asked. So she's in the car. Her dad's driving her. She's like, I just want to die. Her father stabs her. The end.
All right.
A father claims he stabbed his teenage daughter to death and left her dead body in the passenger seat of his car because she wanted to die after being raped. Now, when your daughter gets raped and she's crying and she's like, oh, I just wish I was dead. Not literally. She is in sadness. She's very upset. She doesn't mean, I want to die, please stab me. That's what I'm saying. She means, I want to die, I hate everything, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was a dick tease and then I got raped. He said just the tip, but it was not just the tip. It was the whole thing. It was the whole thing over and over and over again. 20 years later, it's still
maybe
the whole thing.
If your dad actually did that, then maybe he wasn't too stable to
I
begin with.
I think he misunderstood her.
I think he wasn't too stable to begin with, and you shouldn't be saying things like, Dad, I wish I were dead in front of him.
Galactor says, irony, he raped her. Not really. That's horrible.
But no, seriously, dude. Like, yeah. If he just up and did that out of nowhere, he wasn't all that right.
Well, like, when you're around your dad and you're like, God, I just wish I just killed somebody. Like, you're so mad. You're like, I'm just going to kill him. Does he call the cops on you because he thinks you're serious?
No, dad borrows a forklift and a backhoe from the neighbor, and he's like, let's go dig a hole.
Gary Fisher says he entered into a suicide pact with 17-year-old Sasha Jones after she was sexually assaulted. The 47-year-old killed his daughter by stabbing her repeatedly with a hunting knife and then called members of her family to confess what he had done. He then led police to a country car chase, with Sasha's dead body in the passenger seat, which then ended when officers lay a stinger device across the road, which made him crash. So they dismissed his claim that she had wanted to die after suffering a sex attack and that he acted to, quote, end her suffering. Should you, is that your choice? I don't know.
I don't know. She asked for it.
She asked for it. That I will give you that. She was like, I wish I, okay, here you go.
There you go.
Yeah, so, I don't know. He said, quote, I felt she was suffering, and I wanted to help her die. End quote.
And I was tired of her bitching.
Yeah. You know, this is the 8th time this week she's been raped. We're sick of it. Me and her mother, we had a good long discussion, and, well, we're pregnant again.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Let's try this one more time. All right, what would Jam Hole do? Question 24, of course, thejamhole.com/forum if you want to play along. Ding dong. It's the church calling with an offer you might refuse. You see, we have a problem. A lot of people are bored with our services, yada, yada, yada. All the sermons have become old and tired, and we need to inject them with new ideas and credibility. Street
you mean
cred.
Like Christian side hugging?
Right.
Stuff?
They've actually figured out that we have been completely bullshitting everybody. We're offering you the opportunity to write weekly syndicated sermons for your valley. All the churchgoers will hear them. Obviously, any anti-organized religion sermons will not be accepted. Obviously. Birth control is probably a subject we will also steer clear from. But as long as your chosen subjects are somehow woven back into biblical texts, we will impart your homilies without prejudice. I don't know what that word is. Thank you. So what say you? Join our club and preach from the book to the willing flock. Perhaps help us with our little hypocrisy problems, Genesis 1:29-31. Or does your dislike of our methods force you to refuse?
It depends. Are they offering you a shit ton of cash?
I'm all in. No, if I had the chance to start as the church and use the message, the word, if you will, the Trinity, all three in one for my gain, oh, fuck, all in. Church and state separated? I think that's a horrible idea. If you separate church and state,
if you're controlling the church,
no one's moral. You have to have church to keep the state moral. See what I'm saying? Oh, I'm in. I'm gonna start fucking doing that. Honestly, how cool would that be?
It's like that movie.
It's the book of Eli. The book of Eli all over again.
If it comes from the book, if it's his word,
it's his word.
They all believe me.
Hey, bird is the word, and the word is love.
I'm sorry.
Get the fuck out of here. But yes, I'm in, and I'm going to maybe start doing that. Next week will be Jam Hole Church. See, there's a reason I started that. Mm. Next week, we're going to preach the word of God. I'm going to fucking start. Why didn't I think of that earlier?
Because you hate religion?
I was looking at it from the wrong side. As far as it goes being a tool for controlling a leash, a bit, if you will, like a horse bit, perfection. I'm going to say near, if not complete, perfection. Name one other thing besides like heroin, like not a physically addicting thing, but name like one other thing that has control over so many people. They will go to war if God tells them to.
Yeah.
If I tell them to, they will go to war.
Sure.
If I build it, they will come.
Okay.
In their pants. Thank you so much for being with us, of course. You can all go back to the Keith and the Girl Marathon now. Thanks for joining us. TheJamHole.com. Email us info@TheJamHole.com. That's where all our shit's at. Of course, 406-204-4687. That's the number to call. You can leave a message for the next show, and we'll play it. Maybe. TheJamHole.com/YouTube. Dodgeball Video 2 is up. The finale. A quick 5 minutes and you'll know exactly what happens, start to finish. Huge thanks to Keith McNally for putting that together for us. KeithCourage.com, of course. It's on the feed if you're subscribed. TheJamHole.com/vote. It's a new month. Go right now, please. I appreciate it. TheJamHole.com/vote. Give us a vote there. Make sure you're a member of TheJamHole.com/forums and /Facebook and all that good shit. /POBOX is the address. You can send us stuff, /store/donate, all that shit. It's all at TheJamHole.com. Check it out. And we'll probably see you guys Wednesday.
Yep.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.